It took me 4 days in Jacksonville. son, and both of us are truly thrilled to be in your great house. Myself a little walkabout to check out the town. I found myself on the northern beach. I ran into this young girl named Claire. Now, we've been a duo for a very long time, but we may change it to a trio. We're thinking of taking in the Chick Chick Boom girl. She loves publicity. Appreciate that chuckle. Here is perhaps my favorite song in the set. I love to sing this song. It is maybe the most beautiful love song of my generation. Two of us to the sixth grade. We were 11 years old when we met. play Alice in Wonderland. I was the Cheshire Cat. A second lead. So it was way back in New York City, backstage, when I first encountered this very gifted, very dear to me, cameo player, the White Rabbit.
I didn't realize so many of you had seen that performance. Yes, this is also, I played the part of the White Rabbit. Just as tonight I played the part of Simon. The thing I remember about this play was it was a particularly joyful play, and the reason that it sticks in my mind is that the year before I had a very difficult emotional time, and I had just come out of a fifth grade production of Death of a Salesman. And I was just looking for anything, a comedy, a musical. So, when the part of the White Rabbit came, I just metaphorically leapt for the role. Anyway, that's when Artie and I became friends, and shortly after that we started to sing together, and we made a record when we were 16 years old. Under the name of Tom Algieri. And you can guess amongst yourselves who was Tom and who was Jerry. Either name being equally humiliating. Except, of course, to the Toms and Jerrys and the audience. Of course, thinking absolutely perfectly adequate names. So we made this record. Tom and Jerry, and our idols were the Everly Brothers, and we tried to sing like the Everly Brothers, and we wrote a song together. It was called Hey School Girl in the Second Row, and it went like this.
She's the one.
this next song, I think, would have fit perfectly into the size of Garfunkel oeuvre, had we not broken up.
Slip slide. Thank you.
great songwriters in the world, but I never was one myself until about 5 years ago. I put 6 of my own tunes into my CD, and I want to give you one of them now. Perfect moment. is sitting here now is the extraordinary Paul Simon. Paul Simon on guitar.
shadow dines on the soles of your shoes. Is it cold or is it cold? Empty as a pocket, is empty as a pocket, nothing to lose. Santa Nana, Santa Nana, she got a diamond on the soles of her shoes. Santa Nana, Santa Nana, she got a diamond on the soles of her shoes. She got a diamond on the soles of her shoes. She got a diamond on the soles of her shoes. Once more, she got a diamond on the soles of her shoes.
Unintended deaths, but they ended up out sleeping in a doorway.
Barbara Park was also filming Catch 22 in New Mexico. That's what this song's about.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know, mate. I truly don't know. You don't know till you get home, you know what I mean? And fiddle with it.
Thank you.
once my heart was filled with the love of a girl. I held her close, but she faded in the night. Last song I learned to write, and the leaves that are green turned to brown. thank you, Taylor. And my friend and sister since we recorded Graceland together 25 years ago. Acoustic as well as he plays electric and knows the Simon and Garfunkel songs better than I do. Who also comes from my old neighborhood in New York? Larry Salzman. My old friend, a master drummer and teacher, Jamie Haddad. From Cape Town, South Africa, Tony Cedrus. Tony and I have been playing together also for 25 years. An extraordinary guitarist from Cameroon. We've been playing together since 1989. Vincent Keeney. His beat as steady as a clock, and the heart of the band, Charlie Drake.
What a great ride it is to sing Bridge Over Troubled Water on top of this piano player's work. The great Wine Bernard. Synth player, the synthesizer man who gives us all the color of the show, Rob Schwimmer. On saxophone, the extraordinary Andy Snitzer. And guitar, ladies and gentlemen, the world famous Mark Stewart.